Night Football, Fred and Donnie Imus, his son and my nephew, were debating the merits of having Dennis Miller participate in Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother pointed out that whether he was had the credentials or not, my brother pointed out that he had as many Super Bowl rings as the other participant in the booth, Dan Fouts, who played with the San Diego Chargers for 15 years or however long it was.
That's cool.
But the problem is that Al Michaels is a bitter, insecure, hideously insecure, vicious individual.
Paranoid.
And paranoid beyond anybody's ability to describe it, and not that bright. And so Dennis Miller, who is a pretty wrapped up in himself and a wise ass, but is brilliant. And we look past the point, we look past the part of Dennis being pretty enamored of himself. Now, that's fine. Maybe he should be. And we like him. I do. So, and Dan Fouts, I think, is terrific. But it is, not only do they look as though they could be related, Dan Fouts and Dennis Miller, they look easily like they could come from the same family. In listening to their voices on television, you can't tell the difference. So if they're both talking about football, you don't know who's talking. The problem with Dennis Miller, now Dennis, some speller of Dennis Miller, is Dennis Miller will say something amusing and clever. Al Michaels will never cue out of that as a punchline. He will never leave that alone. In other words, Dennis Miller will say something, and Al Michaels will always have to try to top him or add a remark.
Right.
Or offer something. It would be like every time Lou or Bernie or you or somebody said something, if I then felt that I had to add something to that,
mm-hmm,
rather than just Q and Lou. And but he does not, he's too insecure to do that. So, for example, I'll tell you who else is like that. And it doesn't make him a bad person. In this case, is Rob. Oh my God! If you have, what's the matter?
Well, it's about Monday Night Football.
No. I'm illustrating a point.
Not doing anything wrong.
If Bernie says something funny, or if I say something funny, or if you do, and Rob's in the studio, he cannot not say something. He is incapable of doing it.
Go, baby.
He can't do it. He cannot do it. So, but in Rob's case, Rob is not a vicious, mean, though he is slightly paranoid and enormously, astonishingly insecure, which many of these artists are, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But in the case of Al Michaels, it's psychotic. And so Dennis Miller will never have. I mean, he made a remark about the Pope. Al Michaels had to add something to that. Dennis Miller had a line about the Pope, some Pope going over the line or something.
Yeah.
And Al had to add a puff of white smoke line. I mean, it's just so absolutely unfunny and unnecessary that it was bone-crunchingly annoying. So, but in the case of Rob.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I don't know. Why do you do it, Rob?
Do you think I'm paranoid? What do you think I'm paranoid? Are people talking about me saying I'm paranoid?
Now, how predictable was this?
Oh, man, you are vicious.
How predictable was this?
By the way, how come you don't want us to promote your play anymore?
That's the method I didn't watch. I think you've done more than your share. You've done more than enough. We've been extended a week.
Yeah.
We're selling out. Mm-hmm. Kicking butt and... I mean, do you really think I'm insecure?
No, but you can't allow. Well, I've worked with you for 12 years. I know how you are. It's not bad. I mean, it's just that if I say something funny, or Bernie does, or Lou, or Chuck,
and then you look to me and say, "How about you, fatso?"
No, and you're in the studio, or in the, you cannot not say anything. You have to try to add something to it, or to try to top it. And in most cases, it doesn't work. Although there are cases where it does add something, but often not much. But I mean, it doesn't. In your case, it's not. It doesn't make you a bad person because you're not a bad person. So.
You need a few more obscure references, cha-cha?
Did you watch him at all?
I know a little bit of it. He's going to reference himself right out of that booth.
Well, if he gets a little too...
Yeah, I don't know much about a Nickel D, but Immanuel Kant, I mean, come on.
A couple more Rosetta Stone deals.
And, you know.
Hannibal Cross in the Alps.
You know the guys in the trailer go, what did he say?
Hey, Dan, the Socratic method here, cha-cha.
Who's the sneaky guy? Does he play for Dallas?
Did he use a Rosetta Stone reference?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Socratic
method.
Well,
yeah, that's going to play.
And the two typical football fans, my brother and my son, nephew, Donnie. And they sit there, and they you can ask Donnie, where the backup quarterback from New England, Bishop, I think his name was, I asked Donnie, I said, where did he go to school? And I forget where it was, but he knew. I mean, that's sad.
But damn if he knows exactly what he did.
Yeah, so...
What?
So Rosetta Stone Socratic method references, they are not hitting home there.
Tigris and Euphrates River.
Yeah, right.
No. Cradle of civilization.
I'm telling you, if I don't make this extra point, I'm drinking hemlock. Chuck, chuck.
Looks like Mesopotamia out there.
This kind of domination since William the Conqueror invaded England.
I mean, in the huddle, it looks like something to leave in Rosie O'Donnell's bath drain.
Well, he might be better with that. I mean, but he'll be good, but Al Michaels will not let him. So you could just take that to the bank. He just won't. Anyway, here's Patrick McEnroe, and where are you, Patrick?
If you'd like to make a call...
That's what he's doing with his time off, doing those messages.